Hello there. Welcome back to the Vibe Tribe Radio. I am your host, Erin Charwood, holistic health and mindset coach, NLP practitioner, and soon to be author. During these episodes, you can expect to laugh, cry, to learn, and to grow. I am obsessed with empowering women to love the skin they are in, to believe in themselves, and start living a more happy, confident life. If you're a little woo-woo and looking for a place for support, motivation, and for someone who is real and tells it like it is, if you're ready to shine, this is the place for you. Let's get into the episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Vibe Tribe Radio Podcast. You are with Erin Charwood, health and confidence coach. In this episode, we are going to be talking about mama. You don't have to carry the load on your own. It is such a common theme for us mothers to think that we have to do it all. That we have to do the laundry, we have to do the, you know, the dishes and clean up and to do everything on our own. Well, I know in my personal experience, that's exactly what I thought. I thought that, you know, everything had to be done and it had to be done now and I had to do it all because no one was just going to do it as good as I could do it and it just wasn't going to get done perfectly if I didn't do it. Well, I have a bit of a lesson for you guys and, you know, it's you don't have to be doing it all on your own. There is such a thing as delegation and you can delegate people in your family to do different tasks. Your kids can help you and I know that's a big one. It's just like, well, I'll just do it so much faster than them and they won't do it properly and if I get them to hang the washing out, they're going to hang it on the line wrong and the pegs won't be in the place that I want and they won't be color-coded and then if they fold the washing, it'll just be, you know, rolled into a ball and it just won't be correct and I'm just going to have to do it again. Well, you know what? It's time to sort of sit back and go, okay, if any hand is a hand, it's a good hand. You know, and with our husbands or our partners, sometimes they just don't see. Like, I seriously think they don't see that there's like blocks and shit all over the floor that needs picking up. They just step over it or whatever. They don't see plates piling up that need to be put in the dishwasher or, you know, in the sink. They don't see that the garbage bin needs to be taken out unless, you know, they are falling over it. But even then, I don't think they actually see it. I think they see things that the washing hasn't been done when they don't have a pair of pants to wear or things like that. But, you know, I think that we kind of need to point out and ask, not just assume that they won't help you, maybe just ask and say, you know what, honey, darling, I really need you to take the garbage out for me. I'm going to lose my shit otherwise, but could you please just take it out? And you know what? More than not, they probably don't want to do it right then and there, but they will do it for you. And that's another thing is trying not to be so, and I do this all the time myself, is when I want stuff done, I want it done like yesterday or I want it done like that second. And you know, sometimes it's just not realistic. And I know we do that with our kids. We say, can you please do this? In a second, can you please do this? And when I'm finished this game, when I'm done that. And, you know, I think that's just kids. And we kind of have to go, okay. But if they do it, then great. It's great. It's a job you don't have to do. And I think maybe letting go of some of the control can also help you with your mental clarity and your mental, like, stability is what I'm trying to say, because it's a very hard thing to let go of control. But if you do, I think you'll find that it's just eventually a little bit easier to cope with the stress if you've got one less job on your plate. So today was just a quickie and it is just my opinion. Every situation is totally, totally different. And there are people that, even if you ask them, will begrudge you and get cranky with you. And you do feel like you're doing it all on your own and you're going to break and you're going to have a mental breakdown. I have totally been there myself. And in having a conversation after doing some counseling, actually, me and my husband, we never, ever, ever used to communicate properly. And, just afterwards, we do communicate really well now. And I just say to him, God, I'm sick of doing this. And he'd just go, well, you just have to ask me. And I'll be like, do I? And he's like, yeah, no, seriously, just ask. He said, no, you know what? I might not do it straight away, but I'll do it for you. And so that for me just opened up a new thought pattern of, oh, okay, well, yeah, maybe I should start letting go of so much of that control and trying to be perfect and trying to have it done then and there. I mean, there are issues, there are things that you need to have done right then and there, like a nappy changed or, things like that. But apart from that, letting go of a little bit of control can really help with your stress levels. So that is my quickie for today. And as I said before, just my opinion, just from personal experience, and not everyone's experience is going to be the same as mine. Thank you very much for tuning in to today's episode, and I will catch you next time. Bye now. Thank you for joining me on Vibe Tribe Radio. Love the skin you're in. See you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.